This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Campaigning for the assembly elections in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu has hit the top gear, with only 11 days remaining for polling on the 23rd of this month. In West Bengal, top political leadership of all major political parties are addressing rallies across the districts. Addressing a public meeting at Kawakhali in West Bengal's Siliguri today, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the Siliguri corridor in West Bengal is crucial for both regional and national security, and the centre is making all efforts to secure it. Mr. Modi alleged that the ruling Trinamool Congress, TMC, supports elements that once threatened to block the corridor and isolate the northeast. The Prime Minister alleged that TMC's emphasis on appeasement politics is clearly reflected in the annual budgetary allocations of the state government. Trinamool Congress Supremo and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee also addressed an election rally in Khanda Ghosh, Purva Bardhaman, and criticised the BJP. She said her party delivers on its promises, while BJP leaders make commitments and do not follow through. In Tamil Nadu, BJP Chief Nitin Naveen is campaigning for State BJP Chief Nayanar Nagendran at Sathur in Virudhunagar district. Former MP and actor Sarath Kumar and many important leaders of the party are participating in the roadshow at Sathur. BJP, AIA, DMK, PMK and the NDA Alliance Party men have joined the roadshow. DMK Chief and Chief Minister M.K. Stalin campaigned at Paramakudi this morning. He also interacted with the public. India has categorically rejected any attempts by the Chinese side to assign fictitious names to places which form part of the territory of India. New Delhi said China should refrain from actions which inject negativity into relations and undermine efforts to create better understanding. In response to media queries regarding China giving fictitious names to places, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said such attempts by China cannot alter the undeniable reality that these places and territories, including Arunachal Pradesh, are and will always remain an integral and inalienable part of India. Indian Railways is expanding under the PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan with an investment of over 1.53 lakh crore rupees in 2025-26, covering more than 6,000 kilometres of railway network. The Ministry of Railways said this expansion marks a jump of 110% compared to the last financial year. It said a total of 100 railway projects involving new lines, doubling, multi-tracking and other works have been sanctioned in 2025-26 with a strong focus on inclusive growth, national integration and last-mile connectivity. Condolences are poured in from wide spectrum of society at the demise of legendary playback singer and Padma Vibhushan awardee Asha Bhosle. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi mourned the loss of the celebrated singer. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has condoled the demise of legendary singer Asha Bhosle, saying she leaves behind an enduring musical legacy. In his message, Mr. Vaishnav said her contribution to Indian music will always be remembered with deep respect. From renowned music composers and singers to leading actors, several prominent personalities from across the entertainment industry paid heartfelt tributes to the veteran singer. Actor and politician Hema Malini voiced her grief, saying, "Asha ji made many of her songs popular with a unique voice and style." Composer Shankar Mahadevan said, "Every Indian is heartbroken today," adding, "She will live forever with her incredible voice echoing across the world." The unrivaled queen of Indian playback singing, Asha Bhosle, passed away in Mumbai at the age of 92. Her last rites will be performed tomorrow at 4 p.m. at Shivaji Park in Mumbai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.